my utmost for his highest. November the 29th. The absoluteness of Jesus Christ. He shall glorify me. John 16, verse 14. The pietistic movements of today have nothing of the rugged reality of the New Testament about them. There is nothing about them that needs the death of Jesus Christ. All that is required is a pious atmosphere and prayer and devotion. This type of experience is not supernatural nor miraculous. It does not cost the passion of God. It is not dyed in the blood of the Lamb, not stamped with the hallmark of the Holy Ghost. It has not the mark on it which makes men say, as they look in awe and wonder, "That is the work of God Almighty." That and nothing else is what the New Testament talks about. The type of Christian experience in the New Testament is that of personal, passionate devotion to the person of Jesus Christ. Every other type of Christian experience, so-called, is detached from the person of Jesus. There is no regeneration, no being born again into the kingdom in which Christ lives, but only the idea that he is our pattern. In the New Testament, Jesus Christ is Saviour, long before he is pattern. Today he is being dispatched as the figurehead of a religion, a mere example. Oh, he is that, but he is infinitely more. He is salvation itself. He is the gospel of God. Jesus said, "When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he shall glorify me." When I commit myself to the revelation made in the New Testament, I receive from God the gift of the Holy Spirit, who begins to interpret to me what Jesus did and does in me subjectively, all that Jesus Christ did for me objectively.